There are approximately 6,000 homeless men, women, and children in the Philadelphia area. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission strives to feed, clothe, and shelter every member of the homeless community that steps through our doors. At Sunday Breakfast, we serve 3 healthy meals a day on every day of the year. An average of 600 meals are served daily. With your help, Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission will continue to ensure that no one goes hungry in Philadelphia. You can help by hosting a food drive, donating, or volunteering today. It only costs $1.95 to feed one person. Please help Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission feed the homeless today. To make your gift or learn more, visit sundaybreakfast.org or text the word THANKS to 41444. That's text THANKS to 41444. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission. Provide a meal. Give hope. Change a life.
Homeworks Premium Thrift is a shopping experience unlike any other. Browse our 12,000 square foot store for gently used selection of clothing, shoes, books, kitchenware, home decor, furniture, appliances, and more. We offer free pickup of large loads and large items such as furniture and appliances. We are located in Douglasville on Route 422, and we are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6, Saturday, 9:30 to 4:30, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at homeworkspremiumthrift.org. Like us on Facebook. We hope you'll stop in and check us out. You'll be glad you did. We help you help others.
Your furry family members matter, too.
Hi, we're Gordon and Sue Kriebel, owners of Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a family-owned business located on Main Street in the Trapp Shopping Center. It's a family experience at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, one you won't get at chain and grocery stores. You'll find a distinct difference at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a difference in quality and in our natural approach to your pet's care. You may not be aware of better options for your pets. So come in and discuss your pet's nutritional needs and health. Our knowledgeable hands-on staff will be happy to help you learn what's best. We've been your leaders in pioneering pet nutrition and part of our community since 2003. Come out and support our local family-owned business. We'd love to meet you and your pets.
You're the God of this.
Hope Rescue Mission is a sponsor of Your Family Matters. For 121 years, Hope Rescue Mission, located at 645 North 6th Street in Reading, has provided a daily safe haven while ministering to the spiritual, physical, and emotional needs of the homeless in Berks County. We share the hope that can only be found in Christ, transforming the lives of those in need. Our programs feed, house, clothe, and guide men so that they experience a better quality of life. Over 10,000 square feet of thrift stores are located directly behind the mission, which is open on Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. We invite you to stop by and shop our large selection of gently used furniture, clothing, and homeless items as you support Hope. We're pleased to accept your donations of any of these items. Contact us at 610-375-4224 to arrange for a pickup at your home or business. Since the costs needed to operate and care for these men continues to grow, your support and continuing partnerships are so greatly appreciated. We receive no outside or government funding as we strive, with the Lord's guidance and direction, to restore those who seek our help to lead upright and productive lives. Please keep Hope Rescue Mission in your thoughts and prayers as we serve those in need during this harsh winter. Again, thank you, Hope Rescue Mission, for being a sponsor of Your Family Matters.
When you're in the Lehigh Valley, you're welcome to worship with us at Calvary Baptist Church, 5300 Green Pond Road in Easton, Pennsylvania. Our worship services are each Sunday at 8:45 and 10:20. We seek to be a church that practices the ABCs of the Christian faith. A, we try to appeal to all ages of people. B, be Bible-based in our preaching and teaching ministry. And C, be Christ-centered in all our ministries. God bless you and have a great day.
That was Pastor Larry Bird. Check out his website at calvarybaptistpa.org.
And smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child awaits, strong in the faith.
Good morning. This is Carla Dedessi here at Your Family Matters at 1180 WFYL. Thank you for joining us this Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all of you dads out there. I want to share with you that Mercy Crisis Pregnancy Center is doing a Father's Day promotion. You can go to their website, mercycrisispregnancycenter.org, and donate to help a dad. They do counseling not only for moms to protect their unborn children, but they also bring the dads into the counseling because we understand that dads are so important to the role of that child and to the family. Also wanted to share with you that Homeworks Premium Thrift is one of our sponsors here at Your Family Matters. They're out in Birdsboro. They are looking for a full-time person to hire. So if you're looking for full-time work, get in touch with homeworkspremiumthrift.org. And they're also looking for volunteers to help them about 4 hours a week, and you'll get 25% off of your shopping. Let's get started. Fathers know best. We are dedicating today's show to our dads. There once upon a time was a show called Father Knows Best. Fathers, indeed, their role was designed by God. Dads, you are the pace setters, the value givers, and you are the protectors of our kids, especially sons. Sons look up to their dads as their heroes. You are the first hero in your child's life. Are you? Think about that. That is pretty important. I've been doing a lot of reading, and this is something that I discovered on parents.com. They talk about a father's love and that it's just as important to a child's development as a mother's, and sometimes it's even more so. Many studies between 1949 and even 2005 suggest that the father's role is more important than the mother's role in establishing great relationships with our kids. Researchers found that overall, the love or the rejection of mothers and fathers equally affects kids' behaviors, their self-esteem, emotional stability, and mental health. In some cases, of course, the withdrawal of a father's love seems to play a huge role in kids' problems with personality and psychological adjustment, delinquency, and substance abuse. Per Ronald P. Rahner, who is a PhD and director of the Center for Study of Parental Acceptance and Rejection at the University of Connecticut. So a father's love, you really need to understand, dads, that your love can really boost your child's sense of well-being, and it can improve their emotional and physical health. How exciting that you play this role in your child's life. We also looked at some books that Dr. James Dobson, who's one of my favorite doctors on the family, He talks about fatherhood, and he has a great book called How to Raise Daughters and another one, How to Raise Sons, that I highly recommend. We've read both of them, even though I don't have sons. I just like to see what parents are being told to do with their children. But anyway, fatherhood, such an important role. Do you feel blessed to be a father? On some days, probably you do. On others, perhaps not so much. But it's vital that you understand that this is one of the most important roles that God has given to you as a man. Your responsibility is huge as you teach your sons to be men, and your daughters, you're helping them to understand what it means to be a young woman and what they should be expecting from their future husband. So let's talk a little bit about dads and their daughters first. Let's touch on that a little bit, and then we're going to talk about dads with their sons. But daddies with their daughters, understand that so much of what will go into your daughter's marriage starts with you first as her father. And that's why it's so important. It behooves you as fathers to give your best effort in raising those little girls that are running around at your feet today. So I want to share, my husband was very outnumbered. He still is, from the beginning of our marriage. Only a few years after we were married, we had our first daughter. And then a couple years later, we had our second daughter. And then a couple years later, we had our third. He's been surrounded by four women, and some people say that he's a very, very lucky man, and others pat him on the back and ask him how many seconds per day he's allowed in the bathroom. But every now and then, I'm sure that my husband really is a little overwhelmed by all of the hormones floating around in our house. But we truly believe that God knew exactly what he was doing when he gave my husband three daughters. And I truly believe that he knew that my husband was going to be and is a fantastic daddy to these three little girls. So here's some facts on dads with their little girls. Research confirms over and over again that a father plays a unique role in the development of their little girl's self-esteem, her behavior, her life choices, and her choices about relationships. We also know that the higher level of father involvement with their little girls, such as eating meals with them, taking them on daddy date nights with their daughters, helping them with their homework, they have fewer behavioral problems and higher levels of sociability. They also have a higher level of school performance. That father-daughter relationship is so unique, and your involvement with that, dads, is so vital. You have an incalculable impact on your daughters. Most psychologists believe that all future romantic relationships to occur in a girl's life will be influenced positively or negatively by the way she perceives and interacts with her dads. If you as a daddy reject and ignore your daughter, she's going to spend her life trying to replace you in her heart. If you are warm and nurturing, she's going to look for those qualities in her future husband. If you have taught her to believe that she's beautiful and worthy of respect and so proud to be feminine, she's going to also be inclined to see herself that way. She's going to respect herself. She's going to see herself as beautiful. So you as a dad have the opportunity to demonstrate how God would treat a daughter and how a godly man treats a woman. You're going to set the standard very, very high for her and for her future relationships. This makes me think of my relationship with my own father. Growing up, I was in a house with two younger brothers. I was the only girl. My dad took a lot of time with me and my brothers as well, but I'm talking about daddy-daughter relationships, so that's from where I'm coming. But he did take the time to have daddy-daughter dates with me almost once a week. Sometimes if he was busy or if I was busy with finals, it would be every other week. But we would do things like he'd get me up at 6 o'clock in the morning before school, and we would go to the tennis club, and he would play tennis with me for an hour and then drop me off at school. And it's funny because at the time I remember thinking, ugh, I don't want to wake up earlier than I have to go for school. But I will tell you what an impact that made on me, that my father wanted to spend time playing tennis with me many years later. Another thing that my father did is that he took me out for breakfast before school, or he would pick me up and take me out for an early dinner. And when he was taking me out for these daddy-daughter dates, he was communicating with me. He was talking to me. Yes, he was telling me how beautiful I was or how fabulously I played tennis or how did I do at school and that I was still doing my best on my tests academically. So again, he's communicating, he's talking to me, he's taking an interest in me. He is being respectful, please and thank you, opening doors for me. So when I did start dating, I did not have time for men who were disrespectful of me or men who did not use civilities like please and thank you, or men that were constantly talking about themselves and really did not have any interest in me. I had no time for them because my father had set that standard so high that I was only looking to achieve that high standard that my father had set. So those daddy-daughter dates are a great investment that is going to come back to you fathers. It's going to come back multiplied beyond your expectations. So I just want to encourage you to do those things. So let's talk about daddies and daughters at the younger stages, and then we're going to move on to daddies with their sons. But let's begin. Daddies with the daughters when they're toddlers, when they're younger. I know that my husband had a lot of painting my little girl's fingernails. He had a lot of where they were combing his hair and putting bows into it. He did a lot of tea parties with my girls when they were 8 years old and younger. And my girls, who are now 14, 12, and 10, have so many fond memories and so many pictures that they look back at. But dads, of those little toddlers and of those little grammar years girls, those moments of when you're sipping tea with them and pretending and playing are such a wise investment of your time with your little girls. When they're moving into those elementary school years, playing Candyland with them, bingo, chutes and ladders, going outside and just bike riding with them or doing whatever they think is fun, tennis, skiing, you are cultivating a timeless relationship with your little girls. Again, doing those regular dates doesn't need to be a lot of money spent. It can be taking them out for ice cream. It can be staying in and doing an ice cream party in the house and doing a movie, but it's just you and your little girl spending that time together. And of course, it is vital and most important that you are sharing God's lessons with your little girls, reading the Bible with them, Bible stories, little illustrated books that are teaching important life lessons from the Bible, regularly telling your daughter how much you love her. This is something that you should be saying every day. Love you. That's all you need to do before you close the door and say goodnight to them in their little beds. Tell her why she's so special to you, how proud she makes you feel, how blessed your life is because of her. Make sure you also keep telling her how much your Heavenly Father, her Heavenly Father, loves her as well, and always showing her scripture that supports that. Because dads, we don't know how long you're going to be with us here on this earth. And some of us don't have dads for whatever reason, but we all have a Heavenly Father who loves us immensely and respects us. So always pushing your daughters to understand that reality. High school and beyond. You need to continue to care about what she cares about. These are the times when you may feel like your daughter is a foreigner. She's an alien living in your house. You might have to try a lot harder to have these moments with her. Make sure that you're tapping into what is important to her, what are her interests. Definitely do not judge her. Do not make fun of her. Take seriously how much you respect her. Let her know that. When you are talking to her, make sure that you are not in front of your computer or cell phone and that she is not in front of her iPad, iPhone. Make sure that you have good eye contact. Let her know that you want to be the person that she goes to when she needs advice or when she just needs someone to listen or someone to talk to her, that you're not going to condemn her, you're not going to judge her. Pray for her regularly. Let her know that you are praying for her regularly. Let her know that when she has a big exam or an important game coming up, she might be particularly stressed, worried, that you're going to pray for her. Pray with her before she heads to that game or out the door for 30 seconds. I mean, those are the teachable moments that God is giving you dads. And these are the moments when you're constantly, gently affirming to her that God's promises and his deep love for her, you're showing it to her by your actions. And every so often, I would really encourage you to bring your daughter flowers. My husband, every Valentine's Day, all the girls get flowers. On their birthdays, they get flowers. And even on other days, just because, they will get flowers. And my girls, I can see in their faces that they feel so ridiculously special because their daddy got them flowers. You can leave your girls notes. Leave them notes in the morning real quick on a sticky note. So again, dads, just investing time in your daughters. Before you know it, they're not going to be running around at your feet anymore, but they are going to be out of the home, married, and on their own. So take these few special years that you have with them most seriously. She's going to be looking at you for the standard for what she's going to expect in a man who is eventually going to be her lifelong partner in this life. How exciting that you have the opportunity to point her in the right direction, dads. Okay, let's move on to dads and their sons. Dads, you have to understand that your little boys are watching you. You are their heroes. Boys are need heroes today, modern day, life, real life heroes. And you can be that for them. That's what God has designed you to be. Don't waste these moments living hypocritically or being angry or being absent, even worse. Spend moments with your children. The results are going to be that you are going to produce a man that prayerfully is going to be a man of God. And he is going to know how to marry well, but also treat his wife and his children very well. So let's talk about the grammar years and the toddler years with your little boys. What do they like to do? Identify what they like to do. Throw a ball, kick a ball. You need to go outside. It doesn't need to be a lengthy amount of time, 5-10 minutes. Spend that time with them. When you're spending that time with them, you're not just doing actions. They need communication. Talk to them. You're doing well. Guide them. How can they kick the ball better? Encourage them. When they are working through their elementary school years, again, sitting down with them to play board games, spending time with them, reading them Bible stories about great heroes of the Bible, whether it's Daniel, King David, Joshua, pointing them to these great daddies of the Bible. Not perfect daddies, but boy, are they great heroes, men of faith, men of obedience, and men of God. Dads, your little boys are watching how you treat their mother. How are you treating mommy? Are you treating her with respect, kindness, and love? Because that is how they are going to treat their future wife, and that's how they're going to choose relationships, lifelong relationships, with the woman of their, well, the woman of your grandchildren, actually. So this is, again, just so vital that you come alongside of your son in this way. We all know that there are grave statistics for little boys who grow up in homes without their daddies, with absent fathers. We know that 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. And now these are not just little boys. These are little boys and little girls. But these are the statistics of fatherless homes, absentee dads. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 80% of rapists with anger problems come from fatherless homes, and that's 14 times the average. 85% of all children who show behavior disorders come from fatherless homes. That's 20 times the average. 90% of all homeless and runaway kids are from fatherless homes. 90% of our kids, what a huge statistic. That is 32 times the average. Lastly, because we could talk about these statistics all day, and I don't want to bore you with them or make it burdensome, 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes, and that's 5 times the average. You can find more about the father factor at thefatherlessgeneration.com. So, dads, you are important. Don't let anyone tell you that your role in your family, your role with your son or your daughter, does not make an enormous impact. You have the ability to give your child a purposeful life, or if you choose not to play a role, you're putting your child at risk for incarceration, at risk for dropping out of school, at risk for anxiety problems. So please, this Father's Day, but every day, take your role, your God-given role as a father, very seriously. This morning, we are going to be talking to a father from Word of Life. He is a daddy, but he's also a daddy on a mission. Roger Peace, can you hear me? Are you on the phone?
Yeah, I can.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. It's good to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
It's my pleasure. I'm going to introduce you. I do know a little bit of Word of Life. I had a few cousins come and spend a year with you before they went on to college, but I'm going to introduce you real quick. Roger Peace, you are the Chief Operating Officer, the CHOO, and Vice President of National Ministries at Word of Life Fellowship. In your role, you oversee a team of managers creating vision, direction for local churches and ministries. You oversee the youth and the family camps, which many of my listeners are aware of, I believe, and a lot of outreach events, as well as maintaining daily operations for Word of Life. You are a daddy, and today we're honoring our daddies, and you have 4 children. That is so marvelous. That keeps you busy alone, I'm sure, Roger.
Yeah, we're busy. We go 19, 13, 10, and 7, so we have lots of fun in our house.
It's a lot of fun, though, and I'm sure you're pouring into them. That's your first ministry. So tell us a little bit about how our families can get involved with your ministries this summer, and talk to us a little bit about why it's so important that families do take time to unplug.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the why first. I think that's probably the most important. You know, we live in a busy world where cell phones and social media and jobs and sporting events, everything comes at us at a, you know, just a very high speed. And so, you know, as families, we're constantly fighting for time to do things together as a family. But the things that's most important, like getting away and spending time talking about spiritual matters, talking about the things of the Lord and jumping into His Word and letting that influence our lives, are the things that sometimes kind of come last, you know, if we're honest, and when they should be first. And so what we do is we provide environments for families to get away, to spend time together, having fun on a playground or on a zip line or on a boat, but also providing times for them to sit underneath the teaching of the Word of God by, you know, great Bible teachers. And we have full family programming for the kids with trained counselors, trained, you know, program people that really just invest in the lives of the families that come here. And so it's with the idea that they can really grow in their faith as a family while they're here, and take a week and set aside those distractions and say, hey, let's just let God speak to us this week. Let's see what He does in our lives and have a great time doing it. And so that's just a small picture of what takes place here.
And is this the first summer that you're doing these programs, or you've been doing these for quite a while?
No, so Word of Life has been here since 1946 doing camps. Now, our family camps really started in the 70s, early 70s. But you can go all the way back to the Word of Life Inn, which was the Brown Swan Club. And we call it the Lodge now. It's for families. So you've got a full lodges that look over the lake. You've got lodges that are like a full hotel with a pool and everything for families to get away. So we've been doing it for a lot of years. But we've been really focusing on, when you think about the lodge in our ministry called The Pines, which is a family campground, so you can bring your camper and tent and RV, whatever you might have, and get away as well. We've really, in the last bunch of years, really focused on providing environments for the whole family. So we do Family Fun Day, and we do family events and testimony nights with the family. And so we do it all together. Our dining rooms are set up for them to enjoy time together as a family, just eating together and praying together and laughing and spending those times together. So we've really, in the last bunch of years, put a lot of focus on creating environments for the family.
And where's the camp located?
Yeah, so we're in Scroon Lake, New York. It's beautiful. It's right in the heart of the Adirondacks. So
wow.
About an hour and 15 minutes north of Albany, New York. So most people know where Albany is, or Lake George. We're about 35 minutes north of there. So it's a nice location. Our founder used to say high, high up in the Adirondacks. So it is a drive up, but it is gorgeous.
And it sounds like, do you bring guest speakers in and have seminars for the parents and the children or the family as a whole, or do you use Word of Life Camp speakers?
Oh, no. So we bring in speakers, and we would say that they're some of the best in the country. So you may be familiar with the name Erwin Lutzer or Robert Jeffress, or we've had Dr. Tony Evans here. All different speakers from all around the country that come from places like Dallas Theological Seminary. They come from Heron University. We've had them from all different locations come and really speak to the whole family. So we offer two full Bible hours in the morning, one in the evening, and then for the kids program, we offer that programming. And those times are covered by our graduates of the Word of Life Bible Institute. So it's students that have gone through it, 1 or 2 years of training, and then they work with the young people.
So you have plenty of stuff to do for all ages of children.
Yeah. So because we're located on a lake, you can get away and literally spend time on a boat. You can enjoy the beach. Here, I'm actually calling you right now from the lodge. And what's really neat is I was just looking at a brand new mini putt-putt course being put in for families on a pond that has paddle boats. We have climbing towers. We have, like I said, the boating. Then there's just the indoor activities, the pool and Family Fun Day, inflatables. And we do every day there's 2 to 3 program items for the family so they can literally just go and enjoy activities. And then, of course, there's just the entire Adirondack Park, where you can go hike mountains, you can go on bike trips, go canoeing, go rowboating. So there's plenty, plenty to do.
So how do we connect with you? Are we still able to make a reservation if we wanted to come in June, July, or August?
Well, we tell everybody go to experiencewol.org. That's experiencewol.org. And there's more information on the website there. Or you can call in at 518-494-6000 and make a reservation. We try to make it very convenient for the family. You can see the pictures. You can see the program. You can see the list of speakers. You can see the list of musicians that we bring in each week as well. So there's all of that information right there on that website.
And, Roger, do we need to come for the whole entire week? Can we come for a long weekend?
Well, during the summer, it's a week-long program. It starts on Sunday afternoon and goes to Saturday morning. Now, there's times that we might have opening for a family to come for a shorter period of time. But then in the fall and the spring, like right now, we do offer weekend programming as well. So you can check that out. During the spring and the fall, we do weekends. But during the summer, it's a whole week. And that's the way we run it for all of our facilities, because we have an island for teenagers, we have a ranch for little kids in elementary, and then the Wild, which is for middle school, and then we have the Pines and the Lodge, which are for families.
You know, this sounds like something that would be fun to do for, like, a small group Bible study if everyone wants to go away together for a weekend in the spring or the fall, or even in the summer, or homeschool co-ops.
Yes.
Whomever wants to go away for a week together, you know, families, because I like vacationing with my friends from Bible study or homeschool co-op.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people do
There are numerous groups that come here as church groups. So they'll be all family friends, you know, there'll be friends and families that will come together from their church and say, let's all go on vacation for a week, and they come up here and get away. Or another big one has been family reunions. Families just saying, hey, let's do our family reunion there. And we do special things for them. We'll provide a cake, or we'll do give them a meeting place where they can have family time. So absolutely.
You know what's nice about this is that sometimes when you think about Christian vacations, you think the place is going to be a dump. But it sounds like, you know, you are really feeling called to a very high standard. You have us staying in a beautiful area with tons of activities to do, and you're bringing in fabulous speakers for us to really physically get refreshed, mentally get refreshed as a family as a whole, and also, you know, spiritually, which is really something to be applauded, I think, in today's world.
Well, we look at it this way. You know, scriptures remind us to do everything for the glory of God. Whether we eat, sleep, or drink, whatever we do, do for the glory of God. So we look at this as a stewardship and say everything we do must be done with excellence, and because we're doing it unto the Lord.
That's right. Not
for ourselves, but for Him. And so we want families, when they come here, we want the meals to be hot when they should be hot, cold when they should be cold, the rooms to be nice. We want them to be clean. We want the family activities to be excellent, because we want mom and dad and the kids, when they get here, to have just a fantastic time and not to be distracted by something not working in their room, or, you know, or the meeting not going great. We want everything to be done with excellence. And so we're constantly remodeling rooms. We're constantly investing in the property, not for ourselves, but to do it for the glory of God,
right,
and for families to be able to get away and really enjoy a time together where they're emotionally, physically, and spiritually refreshed.
Right. That sounds wonderful. My goodness, it sounds like you and your wife and your four kids live in paradise over there.
Well, you know, honestly,
what
we
a blessing.
A lot of times we kind of pinch ourselves, you know, and say, wow, this is incredible.
Right. But you also do a lot of speaking, right, nationally?
We do. So I get out. We have different guys on our team that get out and speak. We go to a lot of churches. We'll speak on either youth evangelism or family matters, things that they might be taking place in the schools. So we really have a heart for young people and for families and seeing them grow closer to God and one another. So we love getting out. We love spending time in churches and conferences, talking about evangelism and discipleship of youth, talking about current issues and cultural issues that might be taking place, and with God's truth that never changes, but we live in a world that the culture is constantly changing, but God's word never does.
That's right. So can you share with us in our few final minutes together maybe a letter or an email that a very happy family, a dad or a mom, might have sent to you about the wonderful time that they had growing together as a family at Word of Life camps?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's so interesting you're asking this question, because just yesterday we had posted a picture of one of our camps. We do this thing called the Pines property for families. It's like a family campground. A picture of the new mug that's coming out this summer. It's a big thing. We deliver coffee every morning to your tent or to your cabin. If you put your coffee mug out, we'll fill it in. The mom wrote in and said, we can't wait to get there again this summer, because every summer when we come, our family leaves charged up, ready to serve God, ready to grow closer to Him and to put biblical principles into place. And providing all the services you guys do just really charges us up. And I'm just paraphrasing all that she wrote, but it was just a reminder. It was a shot in our arm to say, okay, they're coming again this summer, and we get the opportunity to love on them. We get the opportunity to share God's word. And people come here with the idea that I'm looking forward to this week to get spiritually recharged, our family to grow closer together, that way we can go serve Him even greater this year. And so, I'm kind of taking her a few paragraphs and condensing it into that, but it was pretty encouraging.
So we can follow you on Facebook as well, it sounds like.
Yes, you can go and follow us at Word of Life. If you go to Facebook and just type in Word of Life, you'll see us there. It's very easy. We post constantly stories of life change. We put up what's happening, and we try really hard to put stories out there of life change, of here's what's happening in the ministry, and here's a life that was changed by the gospel, or a person who took a next step in following the Lord.
Excellent. Well, Roger Peace, Koo of Word of Life Ministries, thank you for joining us this morning. I encourage all of our listeners to go to Facebook and follow Word of Life or check him out at his website. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to hopefully seeing you this summer, and let us know that you heard us here, and we'll rejoice with you. So.
Yeah, I hope to see you with my three little girls and my husband. Maybe we'll even bring the grandparents along.
Yes, you do that. We would love to have you as our guest.
Okay, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you so much. And happy Father's Day to all those that are listening as well.
This is Carla Dedesi here at Your Family Matters, 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty.
And smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child awaits, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it down.
Do you know a girl who wants to change the world? Hi, I'm Carla Dedesi, author of the Julia Learns book series, which are now coloring books. I've written the Julia books for my three little girls who I hope want to change our world for the better. Remember that today's readers are tomorrow's leaders. So check out my Julia books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, and ChristianBookDistributors.com. Never stop reading.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child awaits, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let a day go, can't let a day go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And
welcome back. This is Carla Dedesi here with Your Family Matters at 1180 WFYL. I hope that you join us every Friday from 8 until 9 Eastern Standard Time. We are honoring fathers today, and we just talked to Roger Peace, the KOO Chief Operating Officer at Word of Life Camp. What a fun dad, and he gave us a lot of suggestions for dads to go on vacation at his Word of Life Camp in upstate New York. I hope that you will check out his Facebook page and his website and bring dad on a great vacation this summer in honor of Father's Day. So let's talk about some other fabulous gifts for dad. I'll share with you some things that I have done with my father over the years and with my husband, what the kids have made for him. I love handmade gifts in general. So for Father's Day, we tend to do a lot of handmade, personalized gifts, things that you can't really buy in the store for dad. So these are some things that I have had my three little girls do for my dad, who's their grandfather, but also my husband, who's their father. One of the things that we love to do is we will get the paint that, of course, doesn't stain everything. It's washable. But I put my children's handprint in paint, and then we will put their handprint on a T-shirt that daddy can wear. with Happy Father's Day and the date 2015 across the bottom. Or you can put their handprint on cardstock, 8.5 by 11. And again, at the bottom, I run off on the printer, Happy Father's Day 2015. And then you have your children's handprints on there. And you can frame that for him so that he can put that in his office or put that somewhere in your house. And he can remember the size of the kids' hands in 2015. Also nowadays, when you do things like that, you can even scan it into the computer and really make it look super cool and super fun and even play around with the colors of your children's handprint or even the pattern. You could do one hand polka dot and another one with little swirlies or stars through it and make it your dad's favorite colors that he loves so much. Another thing that we're actually doing this year for Father's Day, we're going to be doing this actually after I'm off of the radio with all of you all, but my husband loved washing his car. He loves doing that himself. So we thought it would be a really adorable idea to go and get a big tub at the dollar store and then just fill it with a whole bunch of tools and sponges and rags and Windex and things that he would use that he needs to wash his car. And my kids are making a really cute sign that just says Daddy's Car Wash Kit on that. And then another idea that we have done in the past that might take a little more time is we had a wooden piece that you can hang Dad's ties on. So it's a wooden piece, and then you have perhaps knobs coming off of it, which you can get at Home Depot, and you just put those knobs in there, hooks. And you write something really cute on there, like, Daddy's love ties us together. So you have the pun on words, because Daddy's love ties us together, and then he hangs his ties on this. So my husband loved that when we gave that to him a couple of years ago. And then, of course, you can always do super fun things, like just having pictures of the kids made, or now we go on Snapfish and you can do a little personalized Fun with Daddy in 2015 and have pictures and things that your husband has done with your kids, whether it's playing tennis, going fishing. My husband loves to ski with his girls, and just something that he can leave in the car. Nowadays on Snapfish, you can make things that are pocket size and that are soft covered that he can carry around, or if you want something that's larger and hard covered, more of a keepsake. And that's also a fabulous idea for grandfathers too. I know that we've done that for my dad in the past, and he really loves that. Another thing that we've done for my husband in the past for Father's Day is we put a huge basket together of all of his favorite things. So pistachio nuts go in there, and cashews, and he loves beef jerky. He loves Genoa hard Italian salami. So we put all of his favorite foods in there, because sometimes it's hard to know what to get for our dads. It seems like they have everything and they may not need anything else. So a well thought out gift sometimes can really, you know, give the extra pop and love to your dad this Father's Day. And then lastly, one of the things that my husband really loves getting from his girls are just really special cards where they just write the cutest things to him, and they might draw or color things on there. And I know that often he even frames those cards that he gets from my girls. So really thinking outside of the box this Father's Day, or maybe just spending an hour and letting him do whatever he wants to on Father's Day can really mean a lot. And sometimes all my husband wants to do is just a free hour to work outside in the garden, honestly. So we hope that you have the happiest Father's Day from all of the moms and dads and families here listening at Your Family Matters, 1180 WFYL. Have the happiest Father's Day ever.
'Cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to. 'Cause I can't let a day go.
There are approximately 6,000 homeless men, women, and children in the Philadelphia area. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission strives to feed, clothe, and shelter every member of the homeless community that steps through our doors. At Sunday Breakfast, we serve 3 healthy meals a day on every day of the year. An average of 600 meals are served daily. With your help, Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission will continue to ensure that no one goes hungry in Philadelphia. You can help by hosting a food drive, donating, or volunteering today. It only costs $1.95 to feed one person. Please help Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission feed the homeless today. To make your gift or learn more, visit sundaybreakfast.org or text the word THANKS to 41444. That's text THANKS to 41444. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission. Provide a meal. Give hope. Change a life.
Homeworks Premium Thrift is a shopping experience unlike any other. Browse our 12,000 square foot store for gently used selection of clothing, shoes, books, kitchenware, home decor, furniture, appliances, and more. We offer free pickup of large loads and large items such as furniture and appliances. We are located in Douglasville on Route 422, and we are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6, Saturday, 9:30 to 4:30, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at homeworkspremiumthrift.org. Like us on Facebook. We hope you'll stop in and check us out. You'll be glad you did. We help you help others.
Your furry family members matter, too.
Hi, we're Gordon and Sue Kriebel, owners of Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a family-owned business located on Main Street in the Trap Shopping Center. It's a family experience at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, one you won't get at chain and grocery stores. You'll find a distinct difference at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a difference in quality and in our natural approach to your pet's care. You may not be aware of better options for your pets. So come in and discuss your pet's nutritional needs and health. Our knowledgeable hands-on staff will be happy to help you learn what's best. We've been your leaders in pioneering pet nutrition and part of our community since 2003. Come out and support our local family-owned business. We'd love to meet you and your pets.
You're the God of this.
Hope Rescue Mission is a sponsor of Your Family Matters. For 121 years, Hope Rescue Mission, located at 645 North 6th Street in Reading, has provided a daily safe haven while ministering to the spiritual, physical, and emotional needs of the homeless in Berks County. We share the hope that can only be found in Christ, transforming the lives of those in need. Our programs feed, house, clothe, and guide men so that they experience a better quality of life. Over 10,000 square feet of thrift stores are located directly behind the mission, which is open on Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. We invite you to stop by and shop our large selection of gently used furniture, clothing, and homeless items as you support Hope. We're pleased to accept your donations of any of these items. Contact us at 610-375-4224 to arrange for a pickup at your home or business. Since the costs needed to operate and care for these men continues to grow, your support and continuing partnerships are so greatly appreciated. We receive no outside or government funding as we strive with the Lord's guidance and direction to restore those who seek our help to lead upright and productive lives. Please keep Hope Rescue Mission in your thoughts and prayers as we serve those in need during this harsh winter. Again, thank you, Hope Rescue Mission, for being a sponsor of Your Family Matters.
When you're in the Lehigh Valley, you're welcome to worship with us at Calvary Baptist Church, 5300 Green Pond Road in Easton, Pennsylvania. Our worship services are each Sunday at 8:45 and 10:20. We seek to be a church that practices the ABCs of the Christian faith. A, we try to appeal to all ages of people. B, be Bible-based in our preaching and teaching ministry. And C, be Christ-centered in all our ministries. God bless you and have a great day.
That was Pastor Larry Bird. Check out his website at calvarybaptistpa.org.